With 31 stories that rise 404 feet and a green-tiled roof with a 150-foot antenna on top, the Tower Life building soars so high above San Antonio, it's visible for miles. It opened in 1929 and was the tallest building west of the Mississippi until the 1950s, and the tallest building in San Antonio until the 1980s. It's become such a signature symbol of the skyline that residents call it simply the Tower. San Antonio architects Attlee and Robert Ayers designed the skyscraper in the Gothic Revival style. It's composed like a classical column. A six-story base supports a 14-story octagonal shaft and an 11-story capitol with spectacular setbacks at the 22nd, 27th, and 30th floors. Tan bricks clad the exterior. White terracotta trim surrounds the first two floors and also accentuates the setbacks high above. Rows of windows appear to climb straight to the top, where large gargoyles crouch as if about to leap to the street far below. Above the arched windows of the ground floor are the bas-relief faces of smaller gargoyles, which smile or grimace, enchanting passengers on the tour boats that glide by along the San Antonio River. Over time, the building housed the Smith Young Company, a Sears Roebuck department store, and General Dwight D. Eisenhower and the United States Third Army. Today, the Tower Life Insurance Company owns the skyscraper and leases most of the space. The lobby is elegant, with a two-story vaulted ceiling and a marble floor and wainscoting. Six cast bronze elevator doors include the Smith Young logo in green Tiffany glass. When the building opened, its promotional literature claimed the best elevator service in the nation. A smartly dressed elevator operator still assists workers and visitors to the Tower Life building, a symbol of 20th century capitalism, energy, and progress.